Hey, we're back, fellow Freedom fans. We're going to talk today here on the Faith and Freedom Show on the Eagle 104.3 FM about something that is in the news. It just came out that there's a plan to make a court inside a prison, a federal prison, and put that and make sure it's one of the prisons inside the physical boundaries of the contiguous 48 states of the United States. When we get to this point, I'm going to just cite this article a little bit. It was first published by the Associated Press in New Zealand tomorrow, several hours ago, since they're ahead of our time schedule. So I'm going to talk about that, and then I'm going to go back to a January 29th article where they talked about one case of a certain person that was being held in Gitmo and to see what kind of problems you're going to have with an American court reviewing somebody's case. So there's a quagmire. I keep seeing the word quagmire show up in some of these articles. So I'm going to read this article, and I want you to think about it. And what are the things that we have to think about and what the government has to think about? What should be they held accountable to? Should we go with what somebody feels is right? Sometimes we have calls and people have feelings about what is right and why it's okay for the government to do something that is not within the purvey. It's not part of the purpose of government. It's not part of the function of government ultimately, but it's become the operation of government because somebody felt like it would be a good thing. Here on the Liberty Works Radio Network, we're trying to stick to the truth. And sometimes to stick to the truth, we got to just chunk what we feel. We can keep what we think as long as we're willing to examine what we think on the basis of a substantive reference that has something to do with reality and is there to protect our liberty ultimately. I challenged the thought that was given by President Bush in his January 2007 State of the Union address where he said, government has been called for these purposes to extend the nation's prosperity. That is not the purpose of government. That's not what the founders of the nation believed it was. That's not what the intention of the framing of their government was. It was to secure the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know what? If you do not secure the pursuit of happiness, that's not so bad. I mean, but at least secure life and liberty. And then, oh, even if it doesn't secure liberty, its purpose is to secure life. Even if government does nothing else, it's to preserve life. So it's preserving the intrusions of the stronger and to be making sure that the strong people are not killing the weak people, that you don't have tyranny of the stronger or the tyranny of the majority. So those are the purposes of government. In the Bible, it says that they're supposed to be magistrates or ministers of God for our good, for the praise of those who do good and punishment of those who do evil. So that's a task of government. Ultimately, the purpose, secure life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Because men are evil, corrupt, and vicious, corrupt, and degenerate, says John Locke, we have need of government. So since it's there, guess what? We have the reason it's there. We're the ones who instituted by the people, deriving their just powers by the people. And then guess what? That means that they're deriving and being held accountable in their just actions by you and me. We can't abdicate that responsibility. Let's go ahead and read this article about this plan to have a prison. If you want to give us a call, tell us what your thoughts are, even your feelings. But danger, danger, danger. We're going to get it back to a reference, even if you convey it on the basis of your feelings. A court in prison. There's a court in a prison. This is like a, you know, something in a box here. Toast on a stick. The Obama administration is looking at creating a courtroom within a prison complex in the United States to house suspected terrorists. Now, suspected terrorists. See, this is sort of like, you got to be careful, America. What happens if Child Protective Services, just like Child Protective Services, gets an anonymous tip about you and your children that could be completely false and could be completely vindictive, and then you and your children get taken off into the hoosegow and controlled in this military court system that is not really just, but nevertheless, your life is destroyed. In America, if you are a suspected terrorist, What if somebody, by anonymous tip, plants your name as being a suspected terrorist? I mean, this stuff could come home, couldn't it? The Obama administration is looking at creating a courtroom within a prison complex in the United States to house suspected terrorists, combining military and civilian detention facilities at a single maximum security prison. I personally would not, you know, that structure would not be completely horrible if it was separate, because we know the military is supposed to be subject to the civilian authority. So the area with more authority would be that of the civilian. So you got to be careful. Of course, all you got to do is build a wall in between and make sure both sides have a gate, and you can use the same facilities. Let's see where it goes on. Several senior U.S. officials said the administration was eyeing a soon-to-be-closed state maximum security prison in Michigan and the military penitentiary at Fort Leavenworth. That's in Kansas, Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, as possible locations for the site of the 229 suspected Al-Qaeda, Taliban, and foreign fighters at the Guantanamo Bay detention camp in Cuba. One of the things about this was, and this is kind of tricky, when they caught the first wave of catching these guys and taking them off in the Hoosegow, and the first basically CIA guys and a few special forces there that were on site in Afghanistan, kind of overseeing and coaching a little bit of the Afghan forces fighting these guys back in 2001, in November 2001, where they captured a majority of these guys. One of the things, notice that they were fighting Al-Qaeda, Taliban, and foreign fighters. There was an American there, even, okay? Wearing the groovy beard and everything like that. There were people that were coming in from other places, and this was like Terrorist Central. You know, they just want to get in on the battle, on the fight. So that's kind of what was going on there. It was a little bit strange. So these plans are the latest effort to comply with Mr. Obama's order to close a prison camp in January of 2010. Now, Congress, just a few months ago, when this plan came up, what they did is they voted to not fund it. So that's something, that's one of the separation of powers issues, is that the funding comes from Congress. So if the president, one way for the Congress to veto a president behavior, presidential behavior, is to cut off the funding. And so that they don't have authority in law to spend any money doing something. And you see, if somebody's doing something and you're paying them, you're spending money. So that's one of the things. In fact, one of the things that happened when Reagan was office is he was getting people to do things. You know, Mr. Oliver North, was Mr. Oliver North doing something that Congress didn't authorize to happen? If he was doing it, then it's possible that he was violating the law because he was operating without authority. So those are kind of questions that you have to deal with when dealing with government. And the goal is, when you've got a very powerful organization that's been empowered by you and me, that it's imperative that they're operating according to law, according to the proper authority, or else they're doing dangerous things and on your and my time clock here. Something to think about. The phone number here is 888-850-1872. This is what the House of Representatives have said. It's an ill-conceived plan that would bring terrorists into the U.S. despite opposition by Congress and the American people. Now, you've got these guys. You did collect some guys that were really, I mean, here's your question. When you're on the scene in battle, and what they did is they posed an offer to these guys. Hey, you guys can keep shooting at us, and we're going to keep shooting at you. Of course, we've got the Air Force that can fly in the Navy and bomb the living daylights out of you. We've got B-2s, we got B-1s, and we got B-52s that can fly over your head and completely obliterate you. Or you guys could give up right now. You could give up. And if you give up and give us your guns and go home, everything's fine. You're off the hook. And these guys that are leading you into this battle here, we'll deal with them. But those of you who are just kind of recruits, go home. So that's sort of what they did, is they offered these guys an opportunity to give up. And they gave up by the thousands. So it just shows you maybe a great many of these, they had no desire to fight. So they give in by the thousands. A few hundred were taken off to Cuba. A few thousand were murdered by being stuck in freight cars, you know, the kind of thing you see on container ships, piled into containers. And oh, by the way, while they're standing in the containers trying to breathe while the oxygen's running out, somebody's opening up a machine gun on the container while they're standing there. And not everybody got hit by a bullet, of course, because there were bodies that were able to collect some of those bullets. But so the local guys actually murdered some of the thousands that gave up. Now, what do you do when you're there on the scene? Do you sit there and, okay, we got all these guys. We either have to fight them till they die, or we have to have them surrender. Let's try to make peace. The problem is, once they surrender, what do we do with them? Do we keep them indefinitely? Do we say, hey, if you guys will surrender, we will keep you indefinitely? Or in this case, they actually told them that you give up, the UN will get involved, and they will send you back home when it all works out. They'll work out some way to get everybody home. There's a few of you that'll get taken off by the United States because they're after a few people. But those few people, you know, there's more thousands of you to get those 200 people to shut up and to give up. And the United States will take them off to some thing in Guantanamo Bay or something like that. But the rest of you get to give up. So what do? Do you tell them? Do you lie to them? Say, hey, if you give up, you'll go home. Or do you say, tell them the truth. If you give up, we won't really know what to do with you. You know what I mean? So what do? When you're in that situation, what do you face with? What can you do according to the law? And then once you get somebody who you really know has nothing better to do with their time but to attack people, but you don't have the mechanism to hold them accountable evidence-wise. I mean, you're not going to have their next-door neighbor come and give two or more witnesses testimony. All you can say is, hey, they were among these people. We've got a few people there that said this was the guy who was leading all this trouble. Oh, yeah, by the way, the guy who gave that testimony is dead now. He might have been one of the guys in the carts, in the storage bins or whatever they were that were died. I mean, there's a lot of times in the situation where the two or more witnesses, you can't have. You can't have the two or more witnesses to credibly do something to prosecute these guys. But at the same time, you've got enough to show that it's possible that this guy is, while he's breathing, is going to be a danger. He's a killer. We just can't let him out. So that's the kind of situation. Our number here is 888-850-1872. And the question is this thing coming into America? Is this issue that there's just being exposed now? Nothing's official. But are they going to open up? And I think sometimes this stuff gets leaked to see how the public responds to it. Having a court in the United States, on the land of the United States, where, of course, all the laws of the United States come to bear, and it's in a facility, coming near you soon, a facility where you, too, can host your local terrorist. So what do you think about that? What's the basis of your thought? The number here is 888-850-1872. And, again, I mentioned that Congress had blocked initially a plan for the government to do this. And the way they did it is by cutting off the money. We're going to get into another article that's coming up that talks a little bit more in detail about this. But this is the plan. Moving all the Guantanamo detainees to a single U.S. prison. The Justice Department has identified between 60 and 80 who could be prosecuted. Now, that's out of over 200 that are there. The Pentagon would oversee the detainees who would face trial in military tribunals. And they've got to build a court facility. That's obviously got to be... they've got to build a court facility in these prisons. Now, see, the thing is, in U.S. law, they got to be open to the public. See, there's all these principles of law kick in, and they're trying to figure out what to do. I think this is kind of intriguing, and I think it matters. Coming to a prison near you. And keep tuning in. Check out our website, faithfreedoms.org. Keep tuning in to the Eagle 104.3 FM. Tell your friends about it. Get on board Liberty Works Radio Network. Become a part owner, a member of Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. We shall return.